And now you finally get a play, and it's the Steelers in a rematch.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I've been fortunate to play Steelers a lot, and I know what they bring to the table. I know how they approach the games, and you know, at the end of the day, it's a fist fight. That's how it is with those guys. It's a game that's won in the trenches, I believe, and we got to come out and play our game.
Is it tough having a game like that as the opener, or is it something you prefer because you can measure yourself right away?
Well, I think it's one game, like everyone says, and it's true. You know, I think it's a great challenge, and I think the first game of any season with any team in the NFL, it's going to be a great challenge for everybody. Everyone's going to bring their best out there. Everybody's excited. You got a lot of nerves, and you know, you just want to come out there and do what you can do.
I was asking Mitch about it. What is tougher as a defensive line? Trying to get a guy like a Russell Wilson who can go all over the place, a smaller guy like Ben, even if you get him, you may not be able to get him.
Yeah, well, you know, going against Ben over the years, he's a you know, when I was in Baltimore, he would drive us crazy because we just knew we had to contain him, and if he broke containment, that's how he got us. And you know, the guy's elusive, and he's a big guy, so you think he's not that fast, but he really is. So with the combination of size and speed, you know, it makes it tough. So, you know, like I said, we definitely got our work cut out for us, and we just got to come out and play our game.
Being a former Raven, do you have more dislike for the Steelers than most of the guys in this locker room?
You know, I've definitely been in some big games against those guys. And, you know, like I said, I know what they're all about and what they bring to the table. So I would expect nothing less Sunday night, and I know they're going to come out ready to play.
Have you shared with the defense, you know, some of your experiences that you've had in playing Ben and what the challenge is in playing him?
I think everybody knows what the challenge is. And, you know, it doesn't take a genius to figure this out, how once he can break contain, break out of the pocket, he's great at making things happen on his feet, on the move. And at the end of the day, he's an impact player who can play under pressure. You know, he can make the big plays, and he doesn't waver. You know, he doesn't feel the pressure, and he does a good job.
When you're in Baltimore, which quarterback was more frustrating, Peyton or Ben?
Oh, boy. They were both frustrating. I'd have to say Peyton just because, you know, in 06, you know, we had the first round bye. We thought we were going to, we had McNair, we were going to go to the Super Bowl. Peyton came in, we lost to him. Then again in 09, we lost to him in the playoffs. So that was frustrating. But, you know, both guys obviously bring their own style and their own unique play to the game.
They've got injuries at running backs, but does it really make a difference who the running back is to you
guys? You know, I kind of treat it like everybody's nameless, faceless objects to me. You know, I want to come out and play my game, and that's what we should be focused on, how we come out and perform and what we want to do. And you don't want to get caught up in anything or who you're going against, who you're playing against. You just want to come out and do your job.
Through the preseason and the run defense improved the way you guys hoped it would?
You know, we think it did, but, you know, at the end of the day, we got to come out and show it on Sunday night. We got to show it the whole season. You know, we got a lot of work to do. And, you know, we just got to take it one game at a time here.
What's it mean to you to be back here?
It means a lot. You know, it feels right. It feels like this is where I belong. And, you know, I just want to come out and do the best I can.